our show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. Features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go right into your phone calls. Bring up whatever you want. Let's talk first to Kenny in Cleveland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kenny.
Kenny? How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm probably the most civil disobedient person on the face of the planet.
What does that mean?
It's a hell of a claim.
Go out of my way to run all the stop signs and control lights I possibly can. But
nice.
Last Friday, I fell to the misfortune of going through a speed trap at night and consequently went through a stop. Fared rather well in light of the fact it was a Friday night. But I'm curious to know if there's anybody out there, because I usually talk my way pretty much out of most of the fines and typically all the points. But I'm curious to know if there's anybody out there that is better versed at this than I am and is able to actually get charges completely dismissed. So if there is, I'd love to get my number out and have them give me a call.
Because, well, I'd just rather have them call the show. I mean, that's really, if there's really somebody out there that can do that, I'd love to hear from them on the air. But why don't you enlighten us as to what your secrets are? I mean, you claim that you can talk your way out of the cops essentially, what, charging you?
Or yeah, well, the first thing you do is
you
file a waiver of speedy trial and plead not guilty. Don't appear. Just send in the paperwork. Make it look, you know, correct with, you know, just the way a legal docket would appear, which doesn't take Einstein to do that.
So you're saying that you're supposed to waive your right to a speedy trial and plead not guilty?
Yes, you waive your right to a speedy trial and you send that in, and then what they'll do is they'll set a court date at a later date. Mind you, now you've pleaded not guilty now.
Mm-hmm.
And then typically what I'll do is, and this works almost every time, and this is what 90% of the attorneys charge you $300, $400, $500, $600, $700 to do, is you find the prosecutor as he enters the room early on. So you want to get there a little earlier so you can figure out who the prosecutor is. And then you approach the prosecutor, and, you, and this is typically what I say. I say, I'd be willing to plead to this thing if you'd be willing to knock the points off and maybe a fine reduction and change it from speeding to taillight out or equipment violation of some sort of that. And
I see.
And if you're cordial and relatively eloquent you're dealing with them, typically they'll go out of their way, because the bottom line is they just want your money anyway.
Yeah. Sure.
And it's just
less
a matter
work for
of
them.
How much they're going to get.
Well, and it's less work for them if you plea, right?
Mm.
Pardon me now?
Isn't it less work for them if you plea out?
Oh, yes, it's definitely less work for them if you plea out. But if you go all the way, if you go to the mat with it, and especially, against the radar or a laser or a VASCAR, or odds are you're definitely going to lose. Because the bottom line is they're going to say, were you speeding? And, you can say no to your blue in the face, but the officer's going to say, well, I had him clocked at, 42 and 25, which is what I was at.
Now, what is the purpose of waiving the right to the speedy trial? Is the idea there that you
it
want...
It makes them think. It's like a smoke screen, so to speak. They first of all, they don't expect the common man to file motions that an attorney would file. So it catches them off guard. So the first thing that goes through their mind, and typically this is what the prosecutor tells me, they always ask me if I'm an attorney.
Right.
Like, who am I dealing with here? That kind of thing?
Right.
Yeah. And then, you know, I let them know that I'm not, and that, you know, I just... taking my lump, so to speak, you know, over the years, now 50, and see how the court works. And typically, in a, especially in an urban area of Cleveland, where they, you know, it's all about revenue. I shouldn't say Cleveland, anywhere. It's all about revenue.
Yes, of course it is. Of course it is. You know, I got a suggestion for you. It's an interesting approach, and people are always looking for new ideas. And since you were looking for some new ideas, I recommend that you take a look at our friend Mark Stevens. He wrote an excellent book called Adventures in Legal Land, and his approach actually involves questioning the court itself.
Jurisdiction.
Not just the legitimacy of the entire court. And it's a brilliant, brilliant book. It's Adventures in Legal Land. Adventuresinlegalland.com is his website. And I highly recommend you take a look into that. Thank you for the call tonight, sir. 800-259-9231. I've heard rumors that Mark Stevens is coming out with another book. And I'm sure we'll have him back on the show once that happens.
He's a fascinating guy.
You've had him on your show, too, haven't you?
Yes, absolutely fascinating guy.
I love his viewpoint. I think his approach is amazing. Basically, the idea is, and it's been a little while since I've read his book, and I'll have to go and read it again at some point because it's really that good.
Yeah.
Did he ever send you a copy, Gardner?
No, he did not.
Next time you talk to him, ask him to send
you a copy. I'll see if I can twist his arm a little bit. That'd be wonderful. I'd love to read it. It's so much fun to talk to. You know, the only experience I ever had with anything like that was a speeding ticket. My brother's an attorney. He said, look, just plead no contest. Ask him. Say, you know, you didn't think it was an unreasonable rate for the time. And ask them to put it on file without a finding. And if you don't have any other problems within a year, they'll take it right off your record, and you won't have to pay the fine. And that's, you know, if you want to go along with the paradigm of the state apparatus.
Right, and that's what Mark Stevens is basically saying. His point is that and it ties in with what Kenny was saying, is that it's all about revenue.
Yeah.
It's all about the money. And so Mark Stevens goes in there and he just basically rips the veil right over, right off of the bureaucrats. He points out that the court system is nothing more than public relations for people that are doing business at the point of a gun. These government people are essentially providing their product and service by the point of a gun. Like as Mao Zedong said, you know, power grows from the barrel of a gun. And that's what's going on here. And so the whole purpose...
But everybody in America has guns. It's the willingness to use them.
Sure.
It's that sort of righteous feeling that the people in government have. Because, you know, if you break their laws, violent or not, they're willing to shoot you.
Yes, they are.
And isn't it interesting, too, you know, a lot of times people talk about the emperor's new clothes and how... I was thinking about when we were talking about Ziggy's point about Rhodesia and the problems that have occurred with... tribal lands and things like that, and then South Africa. And I'm fascinated by how governments grow, and it's basically just groups of people acquiring force, forcing others around, and then through tradition, those groups, you know, incorporations of towns and things like that. It's all just a big facade.
Yeah, you're right. Tradition plays a huge role in that people are brought up to believe. They're told, you know, when your parents bring you up, they tell you, well, you've got to pay taxes and you've got to do this and you've got to do that.
Right.
Well, why?
Right.
Why?
Right, exactly.
Well, because it's always been that way. Well, no, not really.
I didn't know somebody had a claim on me. That's interesting.
Yeah. How was this obligation created?
Precisely. Yeah.
And those are some of the things that Mark Stevens touches on in his book. And there are some excerpts, and he's got some articles and a forum on his website. But, you know, he points out what he does when he goes into court is he sets up the judge with a bunch of questions, you know, questions that the judge basically has to say yes to. Am I entitled to a fair trial? Well, of course
they're
gonna say yes. They have to say yes to certain questions to purvey the mentality or the attitude that, oh, yeah, everything here is just peachy. Well, it's such a fair trial. And, oh, of course, no, we would never, there would never be a conflict of interest. And then, you know, you get them to admit to certain things that are supposedly fundamentals of the system. And then you throw the real hard zingers at them. And, you know, you get the judge to basically recuse himself because he's working for the same team that the prosecutors are working for. And there's a whole bunch of other things, but we can't cover it all here. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
You're tired, irritable, emotional, and not sleeping well. Well, you've heard the saying, take a pill. Well, now you can, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days. Designed to support positive mood and emotional well-being, along with clarity of thinking, increased energy, better health and disease prevention, and even a better night's sleep. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. You can feel better, and Good Days can help. Unlike most supplements, these wonderful new vitamins were designed to support physical and emotional good health with natural herbs and botanicals. I'm so certain that you'll love this new supplement, I want to send you a free 30-day supply right now. Come on, feel good. Be happy. Make Good Days part of your good life. Call now.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-956-3672. 800-956-3672. 800-956-3672. 800-956-3672.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-504-4770. That's 1-800-504-4770. 1-800-504-4770.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Angard.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, including the bulletin board system. Go and get interactive with over 2,000 of our listeners, over 325,000 posts, lots to talk about, fun stuff, serious issues. You'll find it all there, bbs.freetalklive.com.
There's a quick and easy way to lose weight. It takes place over 11 days. You take a cleanse, and you lose some weight. You can lose up to 25 pounds. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com. You can read some real testimonials about it and find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
We continue with your phone calls. Talk to Fred in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Fred.
Good evening, Joan.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I want to tie two things together, the welfare state and religion.
Okay.
The last guy was talking about, you know, he likes breaking laws. Well, I'm sorry, we are a country of laws. Our Constitution gives us the freedom to do whatever we please, but our fascist state has taken over, so that's kind of screwed that up. But anyway, getting back to religion. Our founding fathers were totally against a theocracy running this country.
Mm-hmm. They were, yeah.
Totally against it. Even you read Article 6, Section 3 of the Constitution, there should be no religious test to hold political office.
Mm.
But one thing we have done in this country, we have allowed a theocracy to take over. It's a theocracy of atheists, communists, socialists, environmentalists, feminists. And
now, wait
these
a minute.
People are a religion.
Now, wait a minute.
I'll tell you, the environmentalists certainly act like a religion.
Now, the atheist thing, I've got to disagree with.
Of course
you
do.
How is it that the atheists have taken over the country? Everybody has to swear on the Bible to get into office.
Let him finish.
Let me finish. Environmentalists, a tree is their god. They will defend their god, the tree, as well as any Christian will defend their god. And, like I said, this religion has taken over our country. And our founding fathers are totally against any religion taking over our country, or theocracy. Like if you go over to the Muslim countries, if you're not a Muslim, they kill you, or they kick you out. But our founding fathers knew what religion could do. Like, look, you just look at Europe. You know how how religion was brutal. They were just as brutal as Hitler and Stalin and the rest of them. A lot of those religions over in Europe. Why so many religions came over to this country to get away to have religious freedom.
Would you dispute the claim that any ideology or religion that subsumes the right of the individual to make his own decisions about his own life is pernicious and destructive to life?
I don't know what pernicious means.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Would you disagree with the idea? Would you agree? Would you agree with the idea that any ideology or religion that presents hurdles in the way of the individual making decisions about his own life, would you agree that that is dangerous and destructive to the furtherance of life?
I would say, yeah, to a certain point, yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't see atheism as necessarily like that.
But they are a religion.
What? How
atheism
is that,
is
Fred?
A religion. It's a belief. That's,
no,
that's
it's not.
Explain religion first. A religion is a belief.
Well, then you're wrong, because atheism is the lack of belief in a monotheistic or polytheistic God.
Well, what, Fred, they what they believe and...
Fred, I pretty much agree with you that most atheists act like their religion, their belief system is a religion, except for all the hoo-ha that religious people go through as far as, like, get up, kneel down, all that stuff at church. Atheists don't generally go to any kind of thing like church. But mm-hmm. of the people that you mentioned...
Well, a lot of Christians don't go to church either, though.
Right. That much is true. Of the people that you mentioned, the atheists are threatening our way of life the least.
Well, then that's to leave the atheists out then. That's
right.
To go with the environmentalists
and the socialists,
communists.
Right. Which essentially it's all one group, because the socialists and communists have picked up the environmentalist banner anyway.
Yeah, remember,
you know, it's
one
all
thing,
one group because. It's all one group, Fred, because all of them worship the state. The real religion that's of a lot of danger in this country is those who believe that the state is God, and that if they could just get in control of the state, whether it be the environmentalists or the socialists or whoever it is that you know, whatever group you want to name, if they believe the state is all-powerful and they are interested in granting that power upon themselves or seizing that power for themselves, then that's really the most dangerous religion of all, is the worship of the state.
And that leads me into this. I got one more paragraph. 1935, social critic Alfred J. Hawk wrote a book entitled Our Enemy of the State, identifies a simple principle that few today seem willing or able to grasp. Before I start, government's job is to provide a good climate so the private sector can grow and flourish. Knock argued that the state is not society and the society is not state. Society consists of free and voluntary creators, producers who manifest themselves in the realm of art, culture, and commerce. The state, on the other hand, argued not as nothing more than a legitimized gang of organized criminals who use the force of law to benefit themselves and their associates. Thus, the collective enemy of a free and voluntary society is the modern interventionist welfare state. The state produces no wealth of its own.
Nope.
It is a parasite which, if allowed to remain unchecked, will severely handicap, even destroy its host society.
Well, it can never be checked. Yeah. It can never be checked effectively for a long period of time. And as we've seen, I mean, they tried with the Constitution to put the state in check, and it just, you know, it didn't work out. And so he's absolutely right. The state is a very dangerous entity, and it is a parasite. It can only take what it can steal because it cannot create wealth for itself. Great call tonight, Fred. Thanks for the call.
You know, I have to disagree with that because any state of lawlessness where there has been no state, that state hasn't worked either, and it hasn't worked for less time than
the absence of a state can't be called a state, Mark, unless you're talking about like,
right, the state of
being.
Right, the state of being.
Remember one thing, Joan. More people work for the government than they do in the private sector. There's more people on welfare in this country than there is. Now, I think I estimate 85% of all Americans are on welfare. Keep on voting for more largest. Give me.
You have to qualify the statement of Americans working for the government when you make it, because otherwise people will say, that's not true.
That's the biggest welfare state of them all.
There's a lot of welfare given to corporations.
When you look at all the contracts and that companies have and with the government and then the people that work for those companies, you're absolutely right.
It's tentacles
everywhere. Real fast.
Yes,
in 1964, Johnson's Great Society, we spent $5 trillion in this country fighting poverty from 64 to 1990. Out of that $5 trillion, 80% went to the bureaucracy, and only 20% went to the little old lady. So who's on welfare, gentlemen?
Exactly. Yeah. It's the bureaucrats that get rich. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. Now, Mark, what were you saying about the state disappearing? What was the point you were making?
Well, the point I was making was you're saying that a state can never be controlled. It can never be reined in, and so therefore it's bad and we shouldn't have one. That's the statement you've made.
That's history, yeah.
And it's sort of the statement of people that don't believe in government at all anywhere.
You know what, Mark? I'm changing.
Wait. Okay, you asked a question. I'd like to finish my statement.
Yeah.
And my statement to that is, well, a state of anarchy, as it were, has never existed, and it has existed, but it has only existed for short periods of time. And when somebody comes along, they create a state. So therefore, if you're using history as an example, then what you're proposing hasn't worked either. And so,
well, actually, no, you're wrong about that. But Gardner had a point.
Well, that's what I wanted to get to, because Mark, I wanted to talk to you about Viking Age Iceland.
Let's get to that in a moment.
You got 300 years there.
Hold on, Mark. We're going to get to it in a moment.
500 years.
We're going to get to it in just a moment, and we want to hear from you as well at 800-259-9231. One could make the argument, Mark, that we are in a situation of anarchy today, and we always are and always will be as well. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
Does your company need a new facility? I'm about to tell you something you might not believe. Something the conventional construction companies don't want you to know. You can save a surprising amount in both time and money with a new premium quality building. How? Talk with Anthem Steel about a pre-engineered steel building. For valuable free information, just call 1-800-771-1868. Not only does an Anthem Steel building save you time and money, it's also fully customizable. Choose the size you want. Even choose the look of brick, stone, or stucco. And you won't believe how much you can save over conventional construction. This is information traditional construction companies don't want you to know. But if you're on the verge of building a new space, choose a sturdy, pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel and put all that extra time and money where it belongs, back into your business. For valuable free information, call 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868. 1-800-771-1868.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. By the way, they include the live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, both free for you. So enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to discover the outdoor and recreational adventures that New Hampshire has to offer, as well as expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Now, before we went away a moment ago, Mark had made his same old point about how...
The old tired point.
About how we've never tried real freedom, real anarchy, not having the government around, and so you don't really have anything that you can point to. So we don't know if what you're proposing would work. And that's basically what you... I had pointed out. And Gardner, you wanted to get into it with him, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to.
Hey, thanks. Yeah. No, I was just going to say there are a couple underlying assumptions there. That
and in this corner,
there are a couple
standing about 6'9",
yes,
weighing
yes,
about 142 pounds,
yes.
Gardner Goldsmith.
That's right. Watch out for his bony fingers.
And in the red corner, representing the state with perfect hair, Mark.
We just need one of those bikini-clad girls to hold up the sign in front of the camera, you know. Anyway, I was going to say, Viking Age Iceland was based on the Goddard system, and it was more of a religious-based system, so you have to include that. But it was a non-government system. It was a voluntary system. There was no government per se, as in having laws that were forced on people. It was voluntary. You could give your fealty to any of the particular master guys out there who built these temples. And you had a bundle of property rights called the Goddard. Dennis Goddard would be able to speak on this very well, I think. And so that was an example, and they lasted, I think it was close to 500 years until it got so cold they had to take off.
Now, I don't claim to know what went on in the Icelandic system. I read a little bit about it. And
I thought there was a king of somebody that came in and, like, took over. I thought they...
Yeah, but they had already sort of cleared out by then. In fact, there's a really interesting Nova episode about what happened to them because their crops were failing. It was getting really cold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh, so they split.
Yeah.
And my contention there would be that it would seem like, you know, there's probably still a strongman system at work, you know, even in the family units, if nothing else.
Well, yeah, I think you have to say there's probably a lot of clansmanship there.
Right.
Same thing with sort of the Druidic Irish and so on. And oftentimes you do get the clans forcing power on other clans, and hence you start to get the kings because they can unite the clans and things like that. So there is a tendency sometimes to go in that direction, but
right.
The Vikings resisted it for centuries, and it's pretty impressive. And I think what we were discussing regarding the state or the validity of the state and things like that. I think when you compare the ideas of small government versus large government, you were saying, you know, Ian's idea is really unworkable. You're eventually going to have some sort of a state. I think that the very existence of money as a means of exchange shows us that you don't need the state for peaceful coexistence.
No, I think probably, maybe you guys are right as far as that goes. But the only contention I'm making is that Ian saying republics don't work because the Constitution has failed us, and republics traditionally don't last.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
The state will grow beyond its bounds.
It
is a dangerous monster.
Well, that is the history of the state.
Really.
But the reason isn't because republics don't work. The reason is because force doesn't work. The reason is because force, it always results in unintended consequences, and we've seen example after example of that being absolutely truth.
And, you know, was it Fred who was the caller who inspired this conversation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fred brought up some really interesting historical facts, particularly about the Great Society and so on, and trillions of dollars that were spent there. But in addition to
you
that,
sound
there
like
was
you're
some,
getting off track here. I'd still like to compare and contrast.
Well, yeah,
this,
I was going to say there were some underlying premises that, for example, you talked about very early in the quote, and people can listen back online afterwards, but very early on in his call, he talked about how the Constitution guaranteed our freedoms. It actually doesn't guarantee all our freedoms. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a constitution. We could guarantee our own freedoms. It restricts certain freedoms for us and offers protection for other freedoms. If we were totally free, the Constitution, we wouldn't need the Constitution. The Constitution restricts us in certain ways.
How does it do that exactly?
Well,
I thought it restricted the government.
It restricts the government. It does itself restrict the government, but the very existence of the Constitution implies that people who come afterwards are going to be living under the Constitution. It's this eternal question of, does the government apply to those people who never agreed to it?
Of course not. It can't possibly restrict me because I didn't put my name on it.
You didn't agree to it. You didn't give your consent.
It does apply to you.
Well, see,
no, it doesn't.
Oh, somebody's going to apply it to your buddy.
Well, then that's different.
Well, that's the problem.
Then that's someone using force on me.
Right. If the Constitution were really the Constitution of a free society, then everyone who was born into this society would, at a certain age, have the right to either sign on and agree to it or leave.
Which leads me to where I wanted to go, and that was the argument that one could make that we're always in a state of anarchy, and that the government is essentially the current, what people want is what they're getting, right? People are so indoctrinated into the idea that the government is necessary and that government is good, and so that's what they're getting. The people get the government they deserve is what they say. So the market activists here in Keene, we were meeting yesterday. We're talking about different things, and it came up again, and there's a guy up here named Menno who's come up with a new term, and I like this.
Well, I didn't get to contrast my republics and how long they've lasted.
We've got another 20 minutes.
The whole airtime's getting monopolized by the...
We've got another 20 minutes. Look, I'm going to make this point here about his new concept, and that is instead of telling people, well, we want to get rid of the government, which scares people to death, his suggestion is, and I like this idea, and I want to hear what you think, both of you. His suggestion is that we transition to suggesting to people that we change from an authoritarian model of government to a voluntary model of government.
That's nice.
That way, you're just sort of shifting the focus from the real problem to a possible solution, as opposed to telling people you're going to take away the government. Just look, you can have your government services, just start offering them on a voluntary basis instead of being coerced.
And it's a nice subtle way to get that emotional side of what Mark said earlier in the previous hour of, would you force me? Would you come to me and force me to do this?
And most people wouldn't.
That's very interesting.
Now, Mark, you were sort of you're blowing up, I think, a little bit more. You suggested before that the voters were saying, yes, they would force you. But that's not true. That's not what they are voting for. They're voting for a candidate, usually one of which they think is going to do the least damage. In fact, I heard of a poll, and it was just I heard of it. I don't know where it was done or if it was scientific. But 80% of respondents said they would vote for none of the above if it was on the ballot for the national election. So it's not that they really want these guys. It's just they don't have any other options. So if you were to actually ask somebody in person if they would hurt you, most of them are going to say no, because they would never do something like that. Anyway, Mark, go ahead.
Well, it seems like there's a big mania over Barack Obama. Those people and basically supporting Barack Obama is supporting socialism. And by the way, a very liberal sort of modern socialism. I've come up, by the way, with a new tagline: Barack Obama, like Jimmy Carter, only black. Because it's going to be about that successful of a presidency.
Oh, it's going to be a mess.
Anyway, how long medieval Iceland's non-government lasted and how non-government it was, we don't have a really great written history of it.
True.
So
right.
I know that it is the pinnacle for historical arguments for the anarchists out there that they love to put it up on a pedestal, and I don't know. I'm somewhat skeptical as to whether or not it would fit into the model of anarchy or not. But if you start, you can claim that that's an anarchy, and I don't know, then I should be able to claim all of ancient Roman history as a republic, although only 200 or 300 years of it was really a republic. Or, how about ancient Greece, even though the authoritarians took over there, too. Magna Carta was signed in 1611, maybe? No, that was the Bible before the King James.
More history with Mark here in moments, 800-259-9231. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
In a world where danger situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order. Or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971. Or 9971 or BESTGLIDE.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
The IRS garnished my wages, put a lien on our home, and levied our bank accounts. I had no idea what to do. Then my attorney told me about Assured Tax Relief. Calling them was the best thing I've ever done. They got us a settlement with the IRS that we could manage.
Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. 1-800-203-7479. Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Assured Tax Relief has helped thousands of taxpayers settle their debt with the IRS for just pennies on the dollar. Assured Tax Relief can help you. The IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your debt for much less than you owe. Call Assured Tax Relief now. 1-800-203-7479.
Assured Tax Relief got the IRS to accept just a fraction of what we owed. Thanks, Assured Tax Relief.
Assured Tax Relief's accountants, attorneys, and tax preparers are waiting to help you settle your debt for just pennies on the dollar. Act now before it's too late. Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-203-7479. That's 1-800-203-7479.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up anything via the toll-free number. Even in these remaining moments, still enough time for your call. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, that's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
In guard.
And Mark, join us online at freetalklive.com. The features for free, so enjoy those on us. Those other radio talk show hosts, except Gardner, want to charge you for their features on their website.
I just get them to buy my book, that's all.
That's right.
That's all I want.
And they should. I've heard nothing but good things about it. I've yet to actually pick it up myself. I'm in the middle of a book by a free stater right now called Complete Liberty by Wes Bertrand, and I'm moving slower than I'd like to. But anyway, go to...
Wasn't that given us to us at the last Pork Fest? The one before last?
Yes.
Yeah, it's sitting on my pile, too. God, I need to read more.
So, yeah, what was I saying? Freetalklive.com, free stuff, enjoy, okay? And, oh, if you like the show, then amp the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, become a Free Talk Live amplifier, as have done over 400 of our listeners. It makes a big difference to us to have that $3 a month coming in from you. We take it in, reinvest it in the show, turn it right back around, and get more radio stations on board with the program. I got a verbal agreement from a program director today. He says he's going to start us this weekend, but I haven't gotten the signature on the line yet, so I don't want to jinx it. I can't tell you who it is or where it is, but we'll be announcing that soon, and it's all because of the amplifiers. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com if you want to help us out there. You'll get perks, too, like the amp-only call-in line, chat room and forum, all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, were you making a point? Because I want to make sure you have a chance.
Well, I was making the point that, we were talking about how long republics have lasted and how long stateless societies have lasted. And I was saying that if you can use the example of Iceland, which I believe to be a little loose as far as a stateless society.
Well, what about Somalia?
How long has it made it now?
Well, it hasn't really made it yet because the UN is constantly trying to foist new governments on them.
You don't really in Somalia probably have a choice as to who your leader is. You've got warlords there that exact some sort of control. I'll grant you, you don't have states with paperwork and taxes and all that other stuff. But I suspect if the warlord's guys come along, you pay your taxes pretty quick, or you wake up dead. The Which is really, you know, all a government is a bunch of thugs with guns. And, you know, depending on how they go about extracting their money is how, you know, much more or less civilized they are. Yeah, I was saying that...
I've heard some of the warlords are all right guys, but anyway.
I'm sure they are. When you got a title of warlord, you know, you don't have far to step up to nice guy status.
Right,
though,
all I can do is think of that Phil Hartman, Bill Clinton Saturday Night Live thing in the McDonald's where he'd gone jogging for like 2 feet and then he went into a McDonald's and he ate everybody else's food. He's like trying to show them what Somali was like. It's like, and this food's taken by warlords, and he eats it himself. Great.
I have no idea.
Anyway, but, sorry to distract. Yes.
So I was saying that if we can use that fast, loose definition, I should be able to use ancient Rome and ancient Greece, even though they, after 200 or 300 years, both of them, even less in some cases, they descended into more authoritarian rule rather than the republics. And then I mentioned that the Magna Carta was signed in the 1600s, and it's not. It was 1215 for the Magna Carta, but it was issued three different times. Mm-hmm. And then I made another really unfactual statement about the King James Bible, which was, I thought it was...
So what the hell do you know about a stateless society?
It was, in fact, 1611, but there was another...
You know, people, I think that empirically there are a couple things that need to be noted about your observations. One is you're right about trying to ascribe certain labels to ancient Rome or Greece or things like that, Athens and Sparta and things like that. But those are done to one's detriment because of the existence of evidence to the contrary. Whereas there is not evidence to the contrary, there is a lack of evidence, as you say, to fully support the claims of some of the anarchists. But there is little or no evidence that I've seen to support the idea that this was a state in Iceland. As far as I can tell, everything I've read about it, and I have a big book from Penguin about it, and there's some great information in The Machinery of Freedom by David Friedman, Milton Friedman's son. The historical notes, they don't support the thesis that it was anything other than a stateless society.
Well, but what... one of the reasons that we've created courts and that kind of thing is to sort of protect the accused, not really the victims of crimes, but in fact the accused of crimes, because those are the people that the townspeople would rally around with pitchforks and torches. Yeah. And I find it very difficult to imagine that Iceland, for some reason or another, didn't have the occasional lynching going on.
They had a system.
They
did.
I'm with you, but right. We just don't know because there is really very little written history on this. I've seen essays and
Lou
I've read a bit about
that's okay. And, you know, it's all right because we're not trying to go back to Iceland. We're trying to move ahead into a truly voluntary society and really write our own history. And the evidence does point in every single area, every single time, that whenever the government gets the hell out of the way, the marketplace handles everything. It advances technology so quickly when government just stays aside. And it advances everything in such an amazing way all by itself. We don't have to have some, you know, magnanimous central planner deciding where everything must go. The marketplace can handle it in issue after issue, whether it be healthcare, technology, protection services, whatever it is, the marketplace does it better. And so all the evidence is there. You just have to put the pieces together.
And what I think is very interesting, I mentioned this to you guys off the air during the break, and I wanted to bring it up on the air. It's a good opportunity to do so. When Fred called in earlier, he talked about how Albert J. Nock, in his book, Our Enemy, the State, talked about the difference between society and government. And he said that you know, he brought that up. It was actually not an original idea to Albert J. Nock. It was something that the Enlightenment thinkers understood. That's where Thomas Jefferson and all these guys were steeped in Enlightenment concepts.
Mm-hmm.
They came, you know, John Locke, all these guys understood that there was a distinction between society and government.
Society is voluntary.
Society is that which we create through our interpersonal exchange.
I can
join
a society and leave a society.
Right, right.
But government doesn't allow me those choices.
And that's why I hold very firmly that those who believe in governments, and particularly large government, are sociopathological. They're sociopaths. Because government stands in opposition to society. There is no way that government can exist without either being parasitic off of society or damaging society. Now, that second point is one where Mark might disagree, because Mark might think that a certain degree of government is necessary for society to be able to function properly, and that society itself cannot come up with its own safeguards to continue its own existence.
I just don't see much evidence otherwise. I'm willing to look at these things. I'm willing to try these things. I certainly believe that, you know, I don't think that a local government should really get into the arena of doing anything but, say, policing.
Mm.
You know, taking violent people off of the street and... you know, that's it. I think that a national government should handle the area of national protection, but only in the most, only in the case of invasion.
But you've advocated secession, so you don't believe in a national government. You mean like the New Hampshire state government?
Smaller nation.
At that point?
Right. And unfortunately, I think that the concept of government is based on recursive logic. It's basically what you're saying is that in order to protect your property, you have to have a government that takes part of your property to form the protection force.
Well, it's a paradox.
Yeah, exactly.
Paradox of government.
Exactly.
And also the idea that, you know, that we need government to, this coercive government to protect us and to keep us safe says that, okay, you're rejecting central control in every other area. You're saying, oh, central control, oh, yeah, it doesn't work when it comes to, you know, making decisions about our property and making decisions about business and so on and so forth. But when it comes to protection, boy, we've got to have centralized bureaucracy. Yes, sirree, that's a great idea.
Here's a question for you guys. When I was speaking with Jason of SACL, he and I were chatting a little bit, and I said, look, I think the proof for a non-religious setup for individual rights, the concept of negative reciprocity arising because human beings, by most of them by their nature, have empathetic feelings and sympathetic feelings. They want to increase pleasure and decrease pain. When they encounter other people who feel the same way, they will come to mutual agreements, whether instinctual or outright and overt, that they will agree to the, sort of the golden rule. Now, I think that the existence of money is a great example of that, because money's existence shows that the majority of people work out their interests and their disputes and things like that through commercial exchange. They resolve their needs not through predation, but through peaceful exchange with one another.
The problem comes in with the sociopaths, is what you were saying earlier, Gardner.
Right.
The problem comes in that most of us want to interact on a voluntary basis and do. It's the ones that are sadists, the ones that are sick, the ones that are anti-society. They're the ones that come in and try to impose their way on everybody else to control us.
The solution to the problem that I propose is only in the case of violence enacted against me or society as a whole or whomever, is then the use of violence. And you are talking about voluntary exchanges that do not include violence in any of those exchanges. So different problems do require different solutions. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. And I think that if you have the marketplace operating, then you get those different solutions. Whereas if you just have this government police force, this one monopolistic government police force, you don't have options. You have one size fits all imposed on everybody.
You have as much option as we currently have with the public school system.
It all needs to change. We need to have the marketplace.
I'm just saying that I can hire
out of time
tomorrow.
It's been Ian here with you.
Angard.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.